We're now joined by the head coach of West Fork Volleyball, Emily Grayman. And, Coach, your thoughts on tonight's match. Senior night didn't go how it was planned in the results column, but your team really battled out there against a rival.
Yeah, we knew that there was going to be a close one coming in. And, honestly, I'm proud of their fight. I thought there was a lot of great things that happened. Ultimately, it comes down to who makes less errors. And that's one of the things that I would like for us to work on minimizing going forward. But, you know, I'm proud of their fight, and I know that they lay it all out there, so proud of them.
And five seniors for this year's team, just what they've meant to this program. Some of them multi-sport athletes making time to be part of the volleyball team as well and lead the way they do.
Yeah, I love this group of seniors. They have been with me since I've coached them in softball or middle school basketball. Like, we've been through a lot together, so just to see them now and just to see the leaders that they've become and just the, you know, amazing young women that they are, how they lead this team, they're just a really good group, and I'm super proud of them.
Looking at your production here tonight, by my unofficial stats, a really good night for Abby, especially from the service line. I had her with five service aces back there.
She, you know, she came to play today. She really did. She meant business, and I'm just super proud of her and just the effort level that she gives. She is 100% all the time, and we love that.
Really great night as well for Jennifer Ramirez and Briley Dickman and Brooke Rother as your other three top hitters here for the evening.
Yeah, we love seeing them be aggressive and, you know, call for that ball, want that hit, and just, you know, trusting themselves and really pushing and continuing to be aggressive throughout the game. They did a good job of leading us there.
In that second and third set, decided by two and then decided by three sets like that, how you can learn from those to flip that score around and then have your team come out on top in those.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when the other team starts getting a run, just trying for us to work on stopping that run and controlling what we can control and putting a ball away. If we can limit our errors and focus in on, you know, one play at a time, one pass at a time, one set, one swing, I think that is what we need to do going forward so that we can get out of those holes and build the lead and continue to keep that lead.
Your team's going to get another valuable week in between matches. I saw the way your team came out and played tonight. That week was very valuable for your team. How you utilize this next one in between matches as you won't take the court again until next Tuesday.
Yeah, I think, you know, having this much practice time is so amazing to be able to work on all the things. I do think sometimes it does get to us mentally sometimes that we need to continue to work hard and push hard. Sometimes not having those games in between can make it seem a little long. So for us to just get refocused and take, you know, each practice, one practice at a time, just like we say, one set at a time, one serve at a time, all of those things, and just continue to dig deep and, you know, lock in and have good practices and push each other to get better.
Your brief thoughts on your next two opponents next week. You're going to take a road trip taking on Nashua and Central Springs.
Yeah, we know that this conference is going to be competitive no matter who we play. And so, of course, we want to end up with some W's next week. We need that. But just to show up ready to compete. That's what I want to see these girls do is show up, compete, limit our errors, be aggressive, all those things. I just really want to see it all come together. They deserve that. They work really hard. So I'm excited to see what they do next week.
This group of seniors, how you've seen them motivate a good group of underclassmen that's getting some good volleys in as well.
Yeah, they do such a good job of kind of putting those underclassmen, you know, under their wing and supporting them. They love that they're there. There really isn't any divide with that. I just love that they own that and they, you know, welcome them to our team and continue to push them to be better because that's going to make them better in a couple of years and they're going to be those senior leaders. So I love seeing that. And those younger girls are leaders on this team in their own way. And it's just great to see that.
Final thoughts, Coach, as a playoff push is right around the corner for this team with some big matches ahead.
Yeah, I'm just ready for these girls to reach that potential that we've been, you know, waiting to see. They're right there. They're so close. And so just to continue to focus on that, to focus on getting a little bit better each day and to not focus about the losses that we've had that we wish we would have gone differently, just to continue to stay in the now, make goals for the future, and just continue to push.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the Warhawks as you get some valuable time off here again before a road trip next week with two matches.
Thank you.